You can put a bunch of trucks in a given area, and there'll be lots of people there to enjoy the food. It works easily when it's in industrial areas, and it's not impacting a brick-and-mortar restaurant, and there's also issues of parking and using more than one space.
That's Councilman Bill Rosendahl, the chair of the Transportation Committee. It was complaints about food trucks taking up precious metered parking spaces that started the crackdown. Now the city attorney is involved, crafting a permit process for food trucks. Expect a laundry list of new requirements for the permits in about 90 days. Bill Cooper, KNX 1070 News Radio.